This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll shows that interest in the National Football League remains far lower than it once was. And fans are deeply divided over player protests during the national anthem, with about half supporting and half opposing. Union proposals that seem to be in the new supposed NAFTA deal with Mexico include an increase from 62.5% to 75%, the amount of automotive content that had to be sourced within the region. The deal also requires that 40 to 45% of the content comes from factories where workers earn at least $16 per hour, which is much higher than most Mexican factories, encouraging more work in the U.S. India's demonetization plan, was meant to wipe out illegal money stashes and laundered funds. It didn't work, according to the central bank. Pakistani authorities called for a special investigative team to probe money laundering allegations linked to fake bank accounts in their country. The latest breakthrough in the case revealed more laundered funds. A separate case led to the suspension of the national bank president. Rudy Giuliani, Trump lawyer and former mayor of New York City, criticized an anti-corruption drive in Romania and did so on behalf of a global consulting firm that paid him. Giuliani's stance contradicted U.S. policy on the matter. In 2017, more than 5,300 fines of up to 68 euros, or nearly $80, were handed out in Paris for public urination, about double the figure from the previous year, according to city statistics. Police officers across India carried out raids on the homes of at least half a dozen activists, writers, and lawyers who supported resistance movements and marginalized groups. Major dailies published front-page articles and blistering editorials about the arrest, accusing Prime Minister Modi of trying to punish dissenters. A Canadian court froze plans to expand an oil pipeline that the government was about to purchase, arguing that the National Energy Board had not adequately consulted with Indigenous peoples or assessed the impact on British Columbia waters. Arizona Supreme Court has blocked an initiative proposed by teachers that would have increased taxes on the wealthy to help raise money for schools. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.